Are we good to go?
Good.
Will you sit through my ads, Mick?
Yeah, of course 100%.
I'll give you half the money.
Do you want me to stay quiet during the ads?
No.
Okay.
Can you guess what my first sponsor is?
Is it Manscaped?
It is Manscaped. Listen, the energy is low today.
So we'll just... If you want balls smoother than Kojak's head...
Smoother than my head.
If you want balls that are like a furry liquid on a greasy pan... Clean.
Like trying to pick up a bar of soap in a prison shower.
With your smooth asshole.
Yes. Manscaped.com. You know the crack. If you listen to the podcast, it's manscaped.com/gen. Use the
genital
code.
Genital banter.
Use the code GenBant1. Gen show for genital. Can't talk today. GenBant1, you get 20% off. Get that full pack. You know what I mean? I've got it. It's a travel bag. It's got boxers in it. They're silken.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the smooth nuts in the smooth boxers,
which I think is a good design, because the odd time I'll put smooth nuts in normal boxers, yeah. Static.
This is like, you know when people clean a bowling ball?
Yeah,
they go. It's like that, basically. Very nice. Got ball toner, got ball deodorant.
Uh huh.
So if you've went to town with the shaving,
can I ask a comment? What's, with the toner, you can. What does the ball toner do?
The ball toner
takes the creases out.
To a certain extent, you know when you get out of a warm bath and it's slightly detached,
no.
like a wet Bubblicious.
Uh-huh, yes, of course.
The toner will bring it back to that sort of walnut plum.
Wet Bubblicious is also my rap name.
Yeah. Web Manscaped.com, use code GenBant1, 20% off. And let me tell you something, this is a premium product, so 20% is quite considerable.
Yeah.
It's the world's best nut shaver. And it is the season, mate.
Tis always the season.
Exactly. I wonder if I asked them how much money they would give me if I just shaved the word Manscaped in my back.
I would give you money. Even just for the M.
GenBant1 in my back, in the back here. Manscaped.com, use code GenBant1 for 20% off. Thanks, guys, for sticking in here. Because a lot of sponsors, you know, they're like, that's obscene what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But they hang in there. Because you're not going to be like, your balls will thank you on the side of a bus.
Aye.
You know what I mean? Our other sponsor, Calm, the Calm app. Drop the ball. No, you didn't hear it.
Right, I didn't hear it.
The Calm app. Do you have the Calm app, Mick?
I've got... It's a forward-facing cam and then one more flash.
Every time I've been in a sleeping scenario with you, your headphones in.
Yeah.
Is that right? Every night at home?
Every night.
Drown out the demons?
Yeah.
Well,
I listen to the sounds of war.
Do you?
Yeah. Charlie on the ridge.
I listen to the sounds of the cyber war.
I listen to the sounds of the war on drugs.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. I suck your dick, baby.
Shout out to the Calm app for sponsoring the podcast. It's the world's premier just wellness app. You know, it's got breathing apparatus. It's got breathing
it's
techniques.
A CPAP machine.
Yeah, basically. It's got adult stories for when you want to go to sleep. Not in a filthy way.
Oh.
Just in a sort of, you know, they're not talking about like, child things. It's all like, yeah, I was on the 16 fry, I was on the train and blah blah blah.
Yeah, there's no milk. Oh,
very very relaxing.
Whose turn is it to take the bins out?
And they deliberately go nowhere, these stories. They're supposed to
be. Did you do fall asleep?
Yeah, they're sort of boring. But yeah, they really work. It's got mindfulness exercises, it's got everything. And if you go to calm.com/banter, you get 40% off your subscription.
Shit the bed.
Which is, once again, it's a premium product.
Yeah.
It's quite considerable. You get to listen to Matthew McConaughey for fucking, you know, he's not doing it for free.
Oh, well, was he reading stories then?
He's like, well, hello there.
And a long time ago in the galaxy, far, far away.
I was down on the ranch, staring out into the sunshine.
I don't like guns.
Yeah. I hit the table to accentuate the madness. But it's all on there. calm.com/banter, get 40% off. Thanks, guys, so much. We'll start the podcast. I will signal to you when it's over.
Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
We're done. Just before, Mick's wearing driving gloves.
Yeah. I'm having a particularly bad shedding day.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah. I find that it's not painful, just looks terrible and inconvenient, because I notice if you've got a carpeted floor, you'll never get it out.
Never get it out. Well, so fine.
Do you know what I mean?
Seen so a lot of action.
I just thought it. Plus, I'll be honest with you, the longer I've had these, and the more I think about the movie Top Gun Maverick, the more I think, do you know what? I should just wear these 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
I feel mm-hmm. powerful.
Okay.
I feel like I could take over some sort of underground laundry service.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Washing Epstein's knickers.
Will you slowly start to put the rest of the package together?
I want to put the rest of the package together. I want a
red
ring.
Leather jacket.
I want a pinky ring.
Okay.
For outside the glove.
Yes.
Obviously, we're open putting it inside
yes.
the glove. She'd never see it. Do you know what I mean? I would potentially just a gold chain. All my shirts will be open to the navel.
Where the fuck's your navel, bruh?
It's, I believe it's something to do with boats. what else would I have? Do you know those sort of like indoor aviators? Like they definitely don't keep the sun out.
Oh, the Seagulls? The Seagulls. Yes.
Perhaps some sort of platformed shoe.
That's what I was thinking, the sort of 80s
manservant.
Like winkle picker where it's got the Cuban heel.
How dare you?
That's what it's called.
The Cuban heel, yes.
Little heel like that.
The Cuban heel is...
Toothpick?
Toothpick, definitely.
Yes.
Absolute toothpick.
Fly, cool.
Cigar that I just chew.
Yeah, out. It's out.
Yeah, it's out. It's been out for a long time. Don't even smoke.
Yeah, just in the yeah, teeth like that.
Just chew it like that.
Gold
and,
tooth.
Get my girlfriend some fake titties.
Yeah.
Get me some fake titties. And then, an open top car.
Nice.
Perhaps a Ferrari Enchilada or
a Ferrari Enchilada.
Yeah, one of them.
What do you drive? A Ferrari?
One of them Lamborghini.
Tortellini.
One of them Lamborghini cappuccinos.
Gold tooth.
Potentially, but only at the back. I don't want to look like a dick.
I think what you do is you get like from one side across, you know, on the
like
top.
A grill?
Just on one, just like gold tooth, just on one side.
Maybe get some lettering in it. Do you know what I mean?
Lettering?
Yeah, boy. Like,
yeah.
Bitch.
Or like, yeah, say goodbye.
Yeah.
Cockroacha. Crocodilo.
Alligator. Alligator's the same. Alligator.
I know people, it started off as a joke and now people are just like, you'll go on stage one night and be like, where's your gloves, Mick?
Aye.
Where are they?
What's happening? It's
there
got
are
the point now where I've stopped being nervous taking them. Like if I pull up that petrol pump, I'm like, yeah, take them off. I haven't had the balls to walk into a shop wearing them yet.
Oh, yeah.
But
I feel like a t-shirt and the gloves is a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you had any sort of long sleeve top and the gloves.
Yeah.
But then that's what you do.
Winter's great.
Put on like a cap and it looks like you're working something. You know,
What's been weird for me is when I go back into my own home.
Yes.
And I'm picking things up and I'm going, am I burgling myself?
Just leave.
I just feel like I feel shifty.
Have you pulled one off with the gloves on?
I have. And I'm not going to lie to you, I was into it. I started choking myself. Slapped myself in the face, called myself a wee fruit.
Did you pull it off your teeth? Oh, dirty bitch.
Yeah, slap me with an asshole.
Slap your balls.
In the mirror.
Would you fuck me? Just fucking, oh my God, I saved this video.
How the fuck did you go from that to a memory?
I saved it. Is this the video? This is how they fucking get a breech baby out. I'll send you this now for later. She just...
Right up there?
Buried two hands in there, bro. Bruh.
I mean, that's a dummy, isn't it?
It's hardly a black woman with no legs, having
a... Well, you never know when... But that, things have happened.
I mean, you're bound to... Are you like... Have they give you that epidural thing in the back? Or is she just like, it's got to come out now. And she like fucking, she could do a pair of them. Just two hands. Yoink.
My sister had a cesarean because her like wee lad was breech.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've never been around when a baby's been born.
Good.
Especially not with these gloves.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just
having no children, that's a good thing.
Starting up. Is this where the babies were born?
Yeah.
She might have a wee lock.
I thought the coffee machine was in here. Like, Mick, jump in. He's gloved up. That's the move. You tell people you're a tattoo artist.
Yeah, or
and it just
UFC ref.
It's time.
Yeah. It's the holes in the knuckles. Why, like, you know, I'm just Alan Partridge. Like, but no, I didn't know. Like when Eddie was born, was there any yanking involved, or did he?
I'd pull one off in the corner. No, did she? No,
last time we'll do this for a while, please. What?
No. No, there wasn't.
No.
Because Maury did hypnobirthing, so she fucking, you know, woosahed her way to fucking, like...
Jedi mind trick them.
Right, and then the woman was like, you know, The woman's run the bath. And she's like, it's too hot, love, and all. And then the other one's like, it's coming out, Patricia, come on the fuck. And she's like, it's been a wee bit of cold water in it. Do you want a Radox? And then she was like, do you want to go in the bath, love? And like Maureen's like, and I was like, all she's talked about for 9 months is she wants the water bath. And I was like, get her in the bath. And literally she was like, I mean, it's not going to fucking, we can't get to the bath. So Maureen walked across to your woman, like underneath her, like a fucking, with a catcher's mitt. She just got in the bath and then plonk, came out like that. So there was no yanking and pulling and.
That's insane.
And thank God it was underwater because I was just like, but they just go like, blip, and then there's a baby.
Aye.
And you're like, Jesus Christ.
That's insane.
Scrub that out.
I might stop wearing Joe bags. That's just a good crack. You'd about 5 minutes out of that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but nothing overly funny or eventful. It was all, aye, it was very smooth.
Yeah.
Plunk, there we go, baby's out. And then you leave the mother to fucking get rid of the
I remember my cousin told me a story that his girlfriend's sister went into labor in front of him. And he was like, fucking. And it wasn't like we're 4 or 5 hours here.
Aye.
It was like a fucking movie version, back of a taxi situation.
The shoulders are out.
Aye. And he said like he fucking got her to the hospital door and she was like waddling. And then a baby's head came out and he was just like fucking.
Oh, it's.
But he was fully traumatized for about a year.
But absolute PTSD. It's very raw. Like it's very animalistic. Like it's fucking. And like that video, brutal sometimes. You know, it's just like. And then the baby comes out and they're like, right, well, Maureen has to deal with it. I mean, it's a fucking murder picture in there. And then they come out and they fucking clean the baby off and then add Eddie first. And then they literally check it like it's come out of a factory. You know what I mean? Like it comes out and they're like, asshole balls, tip fucking mouth and no.
Made in China?
Tail, happy days. They really do just give it
teeth
a...
And
the baby's just like, has no idea what's going on. They're just fucking looking all over it like, that's a good one. I fucking drop it now. There we go. That's what they do.
Seriously?
Yeah, for like, there's like a deaf check, which I imagine is just like a clap to see if it flinches. Fucking wanna go, you cunt. just do a couple of tests. What the fuck?
Oh, forehead to forehead. Fucking say it again.
Who the fuck are you looking at?
Hit me! Fucking hit me!
You fucking go first, go! Go! Bit of that. And then literally they do, like, they hold it by the arse and let it fall back and it goes like this, you know, as if the, you know, whatever senses it has. Yeah.
Breakfall.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Yeah, they do all them shits. All them wee things.
My sister had a kid there about a month ago and she had a video over when she was just like minutes old, just laying on the wee cot and she's fully just like.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's insane. It's like you're only born, you're already like, the fuck? You know what I mean? Like.
I know, sure, like, head control is like a... It's good. Welcome to fucking child talk. But, like, normally the head control is a weird thing, but, like, the hours after Eddie was born, he was lying on his belly looking up like that. Again, like, where the fuck is... Where's all the stuff? Where's all the fluid? I'm freezing.
It's weird as fuck. Who's going to feed me? Where'd that go?
But it's amazing, like, you know, those midwives and all have seen it all.
Aye.
So like we were lying there and Eddie's lying the thing going like making this gurgly sort of noise and we were like, oh my God, he's dying. Hit the button and you know, this woman comes in, this big girl comes in with like fucking half a sandwich in her hand. Like it's all right. No, that's just the way they are. You know, just fucking snots
it's
everywhere.
It's amazing.
And like literally like half a pot noodle. There you go. He's all right. No, fucking, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Send me home. She literally sent me home that time.
Seriously?
Yeah. She was like, will you fucking go home? And I was like, but do I not have to be responsible? She's like, you're no fucking use to anyone, go home. Can't, I mean, fall asleep on the drive home, but don't be here.
It's mad. I think it's, it must be such a weird thing to get used to. Do you know what I mean? Just plunk, wah, right, next room.
Yeah.
Like, how many kids you be delivering a day? Maybe 10, potentially.
I'm sure there's busy days, like, where there's, I mean, you hear the fucking shrieks down the hallway, like.
It must be flat out, like, come the summer, because everybody's been in the house bucking all winter.
Oh yeah,
just to stay warm.
Yeah, it's seasonal.
Yeah,
but like literally, it was one woman.
Jesus Christ!
Like that's how good they are. It was just one woman until she needed the other one to like run the bath, and then there happened to be two.
Aye.
Then she left, and your woman did all the rest of the stuff.
Unreal,
phenomenal.
Fair play.
They need more money. Than that's it. Right. Well
like
done.
Had enough.
And that's only with the healthy babies. You know what I mean?
I know. You're giving birth to Protestants and all sorts.
Such 70s rag gloves. I do have yellow glasses somewhere. I don't know where the fuck they are. Oh my God. I wanted to save this conversation to the thing. Mm-hmm. We were talking about vintage vintage perfumes.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking
wet
about
alum dry.
Red diesel.
Aye.
White diesel.
White diesel was... I remember wearing white diesel. I remember red diesel being a girl's perfume. And then there was a red diesel per home. And I bought that for Christmas, spread it once and fuck it in the bin because it was stinking.
Okay.
My particular fucking après suave of choice was do you remember Versace Blue Jean? It was like a tenner in the fucking perfume shop.
Oh, with the stripes on it?
No, it just looked like a wee denim bottle.
Oh, right, okay. Okay.
And I remember being like, that's fucking lovely out there. Like, it was cheap as fuck. And then it became like the dupe.
Okay.
Dude, I bet you he wears Versace Blue Jean. Like, no, don't fuck.
Some of them are good. Cool Water.
Cool Water is the shit.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Bruce.
Cool Water brought out a thing. I remember there was one called Cool Water The Game, right?
Okay.
It was like a special edition one. And my girlfriend recently bought me a bottle of £100 Armani stuff, and it smells exactly the same.
Wow. Armani, you want one? Bleh.
I can't remember.
No. What did I wear? Chanel Bleh.
Chanel Bleh. Is it nice, is it?
I like it. It's fresh.
I like Chanel. Aye.
It's fresh, you know. I don't like anything too woody or musty.
I go between that one, the Armani one, and Paco Rabanne Ultraviolet. Oh. The one that looks like a big fucking...
That's the other thing you're battling with. Like I had Armani Code Sport or something, but it comes in a fucking gold vase. So you're like, where can I take this? Can't take this out.
Somebody got me one. I think Keezy got me one for Christmas.
Gay.
But it's called like Bad Boy, right?
Yeah.
And it was one of those. I've actually got the box and a shelf in the house, like as a display item.
Yeah.
Because the bottle looks like something
bad bastard,
fucking Elton John doodled.
Yeah.
I'm like, I like
it's pulled out of his ass.
Yeah. You put that on, you're going to kill yourself. You're like fucking. And I haven't worn it yet.
Which one is there? There's one that's a fist. There's a diesel.
I think there's a diesel one that's a fist,
Didn't smell too bad. I smashed it by accident. Like, I had one for about a day.
I actually have that up my ass right now.
Yeah. But there are ones like Old Spice. Well, Old Spice does smell like an old man.
Aye.
Brute, I would put on a fucking bed pillow and go to sleep. It's so cozy to me. I'm like,
I would put, Brill Cream.
Yeah.
I would wear that as an aftershave.
Oh, yeah.
It smells fucking
there's
bad.
There's a fucking, I bought this, like, post-shave balm.
Uh-huh. I like a balm also.
And it was in fucking like Home Bargains or something for £1. And I was like, oh my. I was like, it smells fucking tremendous. But they obviously like test products in there.
Aye.
So the next time I seen it was in Boots and it was a tenner.
Aye.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I shave my head and put it on and that would do you.
Aye. I've got there's a beard oil like it. Like it's a L'Oreal one. And it's fucking delicious. But the barbers I go to do a wee fucking like their own. It's like a pineapple coconutty kind of, it's a weird like fruity thing, smells class. The only thing about it is when you put it on, it eventually sticks in your beard and you just scrape fucking,
oh that's disgusting,
like paint out. But for the 20 minutes that it's still wet, that's what she said, we're all having a great time.
There are perfumes weird, like, because a lot of it's just like, that smells like perfume or aftershave or whatever. And then you do smell the album, you're like, I would fuck that smell, that is.
I was getting a coffee in the garage today. A woman wearing a perfume where I was like, an old lady, like, and part of me was like, just walk behind her for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Just
lift up that penny.
You see your gossip.
I wonder, is it like a pheromonal thing, you know, when it's like on you?
It definitely is. Yeah. I remember one time having sex with a girl that was wearing Jade Goody's perfume. For about a year, it turned me on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep. I fully remember that. And it was another one of those ones, I think, like, Katie Price bought out a perfume that smelled exactly the same. There's a whole bunch of them. I was like, it's just generic.
Generic fucking generic, B&M bargain stench.
Generic root.
There was smell. One, I remember, like...
I couldn't think of another word for smell there, Maureen's, sorry. Root smells, stank. Root smelly smells.
The in-laws there had a van, and Maureen's ma put a... You know, like a perfume no one uses? Like, just threw it in the car to be like, get the fake smoke out of it?
Aye.
And it smelled fucking amazing. I was like, why is someone getting rid of this?
Aye.
That's amazing. I do. Kiss the bottle.
Get that fist one over quick.
I've had stuff on before and people are like, oh my gosh, it's so gorgeous, that's lovely. And then I spray the same one in the house and Wayne's like, I'm fucking cutting and throw it out of you. You dirty cop.
But I've had weird ones as well where when you first put them on, you're like, that's putrid.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a bit of air activation. All of a sudden you smell
I didn't know her perfume, eh?
Yeah. All of a sudden you smell like a motherfucking GAMP.
Oh, yeah.
PAMP.
You look like you got the fucking gimp gloves on now. Oh my god. Here, what the fuck was the crack with Joe Lycett that you were talking about last night?
So I
missed the start of the story.
Somebody phoned the cops on him, basically, but apparently he has a bit in a show where he has a bit about him being always getting naked as a kid. So he's a video of him as a toddler running about in the nip, but he was like, we can't show a baby's penis in a live show.
Uh-huh.
So I've got someone to like blank out, like digitally fucking blank out the penis, yeah. But they've blanked out a massive like swinging cock.
Okay.
And somebody phoned the cops. In Belfast,
yeah. The Belfast show.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Which, and I'm like, I bet it was the same cunt that phoned the cops and told me to hear them. Like, who phones the police on a comedian? Like,
this is
just weird. Don't go. Stay in the house.
This is
stay
weird
in your
thing.
Fucking houses.
I've heard people talk about this before. Like, there are people who just, you know, like, they get the fucking leaflet for the waterfront or Ulster Hall or whatever, and they're like, let's go to the comedy. And someone else is talking about this. They're like, you wouldn't go to, like, just the music.
Aye.
You would go, what is it?
Yeah, that's
it
a
rock?
Really good way. Yeah,
is it
point.
A fucking, you know, so they just go, I'm going to the comedy. I've seen him on the telly. And of course, comedians are often rougher in real life.
Yeah.
Or doing dirtier jokes or whatever.
See, I think when Tommy Tiernan, when the police phoned, or somebody phoned the cops on Tommy Tiernan, it was like, my idea about it is that he got a new audience from Derry Girls. You had a bunch of fucking cunts going, I love Derry Girls. He must be class. Didn't realize he was Tommy fucking Tiernan. And then were completely just,
yeah,
shocked by the stuff he was saying. I reckon it's the same thing with Joe Lycett because he was on that Great So-and Show or whatever the fuck it was.
Is Joe Lycett gay?
He's pan, or he's one of the like Beyond Bys. The Beyond Bys, a couple of lads I know from Lurgan.
Pan, remember that shitty joke?
I was here, that was really, the Beyond Bys? No. Beyond By, the Beyond Bys, doesn't matter.
All right. So,
talking about your shitty joke again.
But yeah, that's that Beyond Pan. That means what? You have to have feelings for someone before you can splat in them.
Is it? Or is it you can buck anything and not have feelings?
Do we find out or do we just keep guessing?
Google it, but don't hit images.
Okay.
No do.
Let's see. Pansexual. No, I did. I had that shitty joke where I was like, I get a boner when someone makes me a fry.
Aye.
And then some guy literally messaged me and he was like, this is fucking like something phobic or whatever. And I was like, you fucking Nancy wee incel. Shut the fuck up. Pansexuality is sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people regardless of their sex or gender. So you could just be like, I like the vibe of this person.
Aye.
I'll finger.
Is that not just bi? Is that just the same? Or is bi, you will literally bug anything. Pansexual is bisexual with standards. Is that what that is? Is that what that means? Do you know what I mean? Like,
but maybe it's
with emotional
romantic
standards?
Emotional. It might just be any. It's like, you know when Chris DeStefano was like, I fall in love with men and I fuck women?
Yeah.
You know?
I get that actually.
He's like, I hang around dudes and I get real fucking worked up and then I go home and bang my wife.
Yeah. I've always said I look at hot men the way I look at like expensive sports cars.
Yeah,
like I'd love to be in one, but the chances are very minimal. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'll stop in the street and look at them, but the chances of me actually, you know, performing inside one.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just it's very shallow for me. The asshole. No, yeah.
I like titties.
It is that.
Yeah,
it is. You know, people are like, I couldn't get around it. You know,
I'd
be like, it's all well and good. Put some muff in my face.
Yeah, I could turn to Ryan Reynolds and go, can you get naked and let me have a pint with you? Just so I can go, you're in great nick.
Ryan
Reynolds. Pull him back up, good man. But
Ryan Reynolds annoys me a wee bit. He's got that sort of, I'm too sarky. He's too sarky all the time.
I like it. I've a lot of time for him. Tell you who I've went off, not in the looks department, Chris Hemsworth.
Did you
see Spiderhead?
It was
a new Netflix thing?
No, I don't get time to watch anything.
Very, very strange.
Okay.
It's kind of thing where I was going, it's like a dark comedy, but there isn't enough darkness and not enough comedy.
Okay.
So I couldn't really figure out
what they do now. They just leave it sort of
very ambiguous. Yeah.
That wasn't very funny. It's an action movie.
Aye.
That was boring. It's funny.
Yeah, it's a drama. Mm. I will say that Miles Teller from Top Gun Maverick was in it, and I've now got a a wee boy boner for him.
Mm-hmm. What else was his big movie? The Drummond one? Seeing that?
Whiplash. Aye. Oh, was he in Whiplash? I haven't seen Whiplash, actually.
Was he in Whiplash?
I know he was in Footloose, the remake.
Whiplash, Footloose.
Aye. Top Gun.
Aye.
Bring back the 80s.
I would like to get the... do you know there's a like an IWC Top Gun watch?
I didn't know that. Let me show would it go well with his gloves?
Oh, yeah, baby. Better than let's a fucking Casio, anyway. I don't know if I can turn this without it. Take that, would you?
Oh, would I?
That's nice.
That's very nice.
I think if I was going to lash out on it...
I mean, it's not unlike my G-Shock here. Just bleep that.
Not unlike it in price. If I was going to lash out on a fancy watch, I would get an IWC.
Right.
And pretend it was, a, you know, like a fighter pilot.
Yeah, I do that.
For sure, definitely a special.
This is probably the only watch I have that I know for a fact you can take in the shower. So I'll be in the shower being like...
Yeah, you can't take...
Bogey on your six, Mick.
Get the squeegee.
Lock and load.
How
Fox
do you
too.
Shower, though?
Like
you're coughing a fucking them big gloves.
Oh, I don't wear gloves in the shower. Pff, not an animal. I've got a loofah with a handle. Pretty much the crack. It's showering's all right.
Slavery was legal.
Not a loofah. What do you call a loot?
Very medieval shower. Donkey piss.
Just cover myself in shit. Does Master have the sponge?
Oh, here, speaking of fucking shitty comments, this is what I think being a comedian is,
mm-hmm.
mixed with online, right?
Right.
So I went on Twitter, big mistake, and Kevin Hart shared his own Instagram post there and says, Belfast was fucking amazing tonight. Thank you for the laughs, right?
Mm-hmm.
First comment on that, Diane, well-known comedy pundit.
Of course, Diane, yes.
Don't rate you at all, but yes, Belfast is amazing.
Fuck off, Diane.
Really?
Diane, fucking, no, when you're in your kitchen, get a knife and eat it.
When do you hear this? When do you hear this? This guy called Stephen. He was actually really good. She and Todd did great support to start the show. Colin Geddes wasn't particularly funny, right?
What's his name? Stephen?
No, wait.
Stephen, see when Diane's finished shitting the knife out? Nibble it.
And then when you hear this, the next one, I thought the opposite. Colin Geddes was my pick of the two acts.
Do you know the thing is, who's said
he's
that? Who said the third one?
Oh shit, the bed, where is it?
Either way, I was not that gig, so you can all go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. Eamon. But literally, it's like,
it's
all
such
of
a fucking,
you can fucking dive in a wood chipper, you it's fucking cunts.
I'm not even on Twitter anymore, and I'm still getting negative tweets.
It's fucking, it's like
I came off Twitter from a mental health, and then I set up an account I haven't told anyone about, just to troll Twitter. To see if people are talking shit about me. And they still are. Like
Diane, I don't rate you at all.
Right. I once seen a guy wrote a comment, wee Mickey Bartlett, 16 stone. Wee Mickey Bartlett seems like the type of lad it'd be good to go to the pub with, but I don't rate his comedy. And I felt like going, just tell me where you live. Right. Yeah. I get my gloves on.
Who
I'll
rates?
Put my cream on.
Yeah.
And then I will kick your fucking with jokes.
Diane, what comedy do you rate?
Aye.
Are you sitting around rating all day?
I remember.
I don't rate it.
The time that I fucking pissed off the Belfast Giants fans, two of them, but worth eight people. One girl was like, I used to think Mickey Bartlett was funny, but no longer. And because I made fun of Belfast Giants fans, and I was like, I felt like going, who are you okay with me making fun of?
Oh yeah,
do you know what I mean? Because it was everybody up until you. Like,
it's all jokes till it's pointed at you. Like, yeah. But that's the way. And also,
it's
just because you don't find it funny doesn't mean it's not funny.
Exactly. That's the thing.
Because you've slobbered about Giants fans in front of rooms full of people.
Yeah.
And they pissed themselves.
Yeah. I've had Giants fans message me going, mate, that was so funny.
Yeah. Jordan Robinson was like, absolutely accurate.
Yeah.
That's why they were so angry.
And it was only four of them. But it got blown up for half a day.
Yeah.
That was insane. But yeah, it's never been any different. Like, since we've started, there's always been fucking shitty comments. Like, that's why me and Connor don't really put much of our podcast on YouTube. We'll keep it on Patreon, because if you want to slag us off, you have to do it to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, now you're in the lion's den.
I bet you they still do.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Because it's just so fucking bitchy. Like, you're on a platform where you have a direct link to the people. Like, Diane going, I don't rate you. I nearly respect that more than somebody going, oh, Mookie bought a shout without tagging me in it. Do you know what I mean?
So you want the tag?
I'm like, if you want to say him shit, say it to me, and I can be like, well,
yeah,
that's why you're wrong.
It's just so, it's like fucking, it's just like, who's that for? What do you think it's going to achieve?
Aye. And then
Kevin Hart's going to see it and be like, damn, I should quit.
Yeah, just start smashing bottles of tequila.
It's just drives over you in a fucking G-Wagon.
I have a thing now where and it probably sounds insane. I read the comment and then I'll look at their profile photo.
Yeah.
And then I'll picture them in the house typing it.
Yeah.
And they're always like this.
Yeah.
And then I laugh.
Yeah.
And I'll drive away in a sports car.
Did you see, there was a thing, exactly. Do you know what was the ultimate sign of wealth in this whole like Kevin Hart experience? At the Three Arena, there was four empty Nespresso machine boxes in the hallway.
Fucking hell.
So he just went, I would like one every fucking, just I want in case. One in the toilet, I want one out here, the toilet, and then I want one in the fucking hallway just in case I want to go and have a coffee anyway.
Class.
And no one, he probably didn't touch them.
Aye.
But doesn't, you know, it doesn't make a dent.
I have the same thing where Wrigley's extra.
Yeah.
But what I do is I just keep it in my pocket.
Aye. One in the pocket, one in the car.
Aye. Tub in the car. Yes. Sleeve in the pocket.
Yes. Oh my God, they must be some slippery, slippery gums in.
And look at a bit of them.
Just like slow motion. Like,
fresh a day, is it?
Grab it on the floor and I'm going to grab it. Fuck it.
Throw it out the fuck.
I told you about my experience getting to the SSA. I'll quickly whiz through the experience of the weekend.
Let me just grab this. I didn't even look at it.
Shout out, you need gloves for that.
I know.
You need gloves for that. So, you know, it was funny because the whole, it was, they say 19 gigs, but that was 19 with Shine, I think. There was one, remember there was one at Lavery's, where there was a couple of other ones that they didn't count. But it was
when you open this,
I can open and sniff it. I don't particularly.
Don't do it. No.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you ever do and you don't have me involved in it,
but
I'll never talk to you.
So, like, yeah, you know, I've introduced Kevin Hart a few times. What's happening? A couple of fist bumps. What's up, man? Blah blah blah. But everyone kept asking, like, well, what's he like and all? And you're like, I haven't really chatted.
Aye.
You know what I mean? We're not sitting around kicking it.
There's a couple of times I was trying to give him the
He
would just be on his phone. I'd be trying to find some mails. You check it.
But yeah, no, so, and then we went down to Dublin, and because it was the last weekend, it was like fucking non-uniform day. Everyone was fucking chilled.
Aye.
And Sean Campbell, Vietnam Sean, was out the back of me, and the Jeeps pulled up, and Kevin Hart just got out. Like, we'd been mates for 10 years.
Aye.
Comes over, well, what's happening? Fucking stepping it up tonight and all. I've got something nice for you.
What's he smell like?
Nothing.
No, really?
No, I probably smelt better than him. And it's the one thing I have over him.
Did you ask him any questions the list of questions I'd given you?
What, like?
Like, how much money have you got in your pocket right now?
Aye. But there's a level of wealth where, like, you go like, oh, someone else.
I googled the hoodie stuff he was wearing.
Yeah.
At one of the Limelight nights. I was like, that's ridiculous.
But he, you know, the amount of money is scandalous. Oh, he probably sent someone, like, in Belfast, he's probably like, go in the flannels, clean them out of everything that's like a small or a medium.
Aye.
And if I'll just pick one, you can fuck the rest in the bin.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably just like, I don't give a fuck at all.
It's like, you couldn't be happy with that amount of money. You absolutely could.
Yeah. He's pretty chirpy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's pretty goddamn chirpy.
Yeah. He seems in great form, to be honest. Yeah.
No, but he got out and he was all fucking super sound. And then the Dublin gig was fucking nuts. Like,
aye.
Just that venue is unreal. It's 11,000 people.
Is it 11,000?
And it felt like two.
Aye.
It was fucking, everyone was right in front of you. And came off and then Shane went on. He did great. And then introduced Kevin Hart like 2 minutes early.
Fuck off, really?
It was actually a bit more than that. Because that's the thing. He was so worried about running over. But you can go a minute or two over.
Yeah,
like, that's way safer than running under. So he got the end of his bit and got a big fucking round of applause. And then he's like, you all right for Kevin Hart? And then they started playing that song. Dur, dur, dur. And he fucking walks off stage and the whole song plays.
Fucking hell.
Straight through to Kendrick. Just kept going, kept going. And then he sprinted back on and was like, we're ready now, fucking Kevin Hart. And then it went nuts again. Kevin Hart comes out and he's like, I was taking a shit. And he's like, what did he say? Now he's like, they were shouting his name. And he's like, I got a wipe.
Class.
I was like, you've not got a guy, Kev? What, you've not got a fucking guy for that? He's like, this Stephanie, she's my ass wiper.
Just wiping his ass with money?
Yeah. Euros, not even
no,
real.
No, tequila.
Not even real, bro. And then, but Shane was walking around like he just lost the Champions League with his hands on his head. Like, I was like, see, but as soon as he walks on, who gives a fuck?
Aye, exactly.
It's over, like. And the, now what was that noise like when he walked on?
There's nothing like it. Like
the drapes nearly fucking moved. Like, class. It was so loud. And then.
Does it, like, is it any better in a bigger room? Like, it's obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Room, like, does it look.
Well, he's
more giving, animated.
He's giving it all the fucking. All the.
The choreography.
The dance moves. Like, yeah. He's like fucking selling a lot more and things are killing a lot more. It's great. And then. It's funny because you think at the very end of it, like, when you've seen it a million times, you would barely be paying attention. But the last one, I was like sitting on a wee box, just enjoying it, laughing my head off. Just seeing it, like.
I was like, the night that he did one of the Larry's gigs and we ended up like sitting in the front row,
mm-hmm.
I was like, and I'd seen it four, maybe five times at that point. I was like, this is fucking hysterical.
I know, it was great. And then, but like, talk about professional. His like little, his showrunner guy who fucking, I thought was him. Same height, same hair. I was like, Jesus Christ. He was like, oh, Kevin wants you to wait at the side of the stage for the end of the show. And he's like, he literally does a big speech. And I'm like, yeah, please go nuts. Walk straight off. Those bottles of tequila were waiting there. And he goes straight into like, presentation mode.
Right.
And he's like, he took it out of the box. And on, there you go, guys. And you guys have been fucking dope this whole time. And, you know, want to keep you for every show and all. And then just like, cheers, guys. Bump straight out the side. Burr, away.
Seriously?
Like, he went from like 11,000 people going nuts to like, straight in, here's a gift.
Aye.
And then I'm away. Like, it was just fucking.
That must happen. Like, because I've done three Ulster Halls, four Ulster Halls. And I've done, you know, you've done 1,000 seaters where the first time you do it, you come off and you're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then I nearly feel guilty when it becomes like fucking routine. So if he's done 20,000 seats, 11's nothing to him. And that must be a mind fuck.
When he did that special where he did
Wembley, wasn't it?
It was the American one, the football stadium.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Which is mental. Like, how did they even capture that? Because it would be, every section would have a fucking echo. Mad. And then we went out into Dublin and it was cool just to be like around the people that were at the gig.
Aye.
I just put my fucking Instagram, people's phones and all. They're like, what's your name? And I was like,
class.
One guy, but worth it.
Shadow balance, not your fault.
I'm the ninth Colin Geddes on that list. But that was cool. And then next day, just up to Belfast, where I told you the story, but like as we were going into Belfast, the West Link was jammed and there's a fucking guy killed on a bike.
That's, yeah.
And I know the country's very small, so, you know.
Well, that's
rest in peace, bro.
That's definitely something I thought one time. I remember driving up to do Lavery's. And there was a car just on its roof on the M1.
Yeah.
And this isn't very funny, but I remember sitting in the car thinking, somebody in this queue knows who that is. Do you mean, because it's that small a place, like?
Probably. But yeah, and like...
Anyway, back to Kevin Hart and your tequila and all that.
No, but like... this is, I'm supposed to be at the gig in like fucking 10 minutes.
Aye.
And it starts at 7:45. And I'm just stuck in traffic with, like, I could hear out the window the cop going, like, have you any sort of gauge on what sort of speed he was doing? Talking
fucking
to the guy in the van who'd clipped or whatever. So I'm just like, and then obviously the dude's on the floor, fucking blood everywhere. And I'm fucking like, fucking, hell. I'm just like, kind of hungover and knackered and in traffic and just going like, and then fucking everyone's ringing me like, where are you? And eventually got round, stuck outside the SSE and they're still ringing me going, can you get out and walk? And I'm like, yeah, there's fucking 10,000 people in the street here.
Aye. I'll just jog it.
Yeah, I'll nip my way through the crowd here.
Aye.
And then got in and fucking... straight down to Kevin Hart's changing room. Knocking the door. It was like a scene in a movie. Just all fucking weed smoke and black dudes playing cards.
Class.
It's great. And us two white cunts rolled in there. Fucking what's hell. Up, dudes? What's up?
You guys dude? Having a smoke, eh?
I
Shane can't have any because of the crones.
I know.
And Mickey's in the house crying.
Yeah, Shane nearly fucking just waited outside. I'm okay here.
I'd been bonging off somebody's mouth.
I know.
Imagine that'd be class
up,
weed as well.
Up their ass. Oh yeah. Probably got a weed guy. I don't know, just a guy for everything.
Keezy.
But yeah, it was very, very cool indeed. But then I think I went on stage and just died in my hole. Because I was so like detached from what was about to happen. Yeah. I was just like, what the fucking, okay. There's a microphone as you're walking.
Aye.
Straight up there.
Hello.
Hello. And of course, yes, you know, like Dublin was amazing. No harm to Belfast people, but like Dublin was felt like
they were all there,
a seasoned crowd that were like, we go to things down here. And then I think you had a bit of that sort of let's go to the comedy crowd up in Belfast, where like you're trying to sell it to like, you know, a full arena full of people, and the front row is someone going, mine says F.
Aye.
Does yours say F? Oh, I'm sorry, I think you might be in. And I'm like just trying to ignore it.
Aye.
Just right in front of me, like.
I had to do a fucking, I did a gig for the Jubilee, because, I mean, fuck the Queen, was just paying.
Yeah.
and it was...
Seems God like, damn
it! I like fucking took all the files off my name and all. Yuck. But it was like 3,500 people outdoors.
Where?
Antrim Castle Garden. Or the
Holy
Castle
fuck. That's an SSE. Look.
Yeah, it's huge. Like, and kids running about. So it was like, you can't swear, you can't fucking like do anything dirty. So I'm going through like all, anything that I have that's remotely clean from fucking years ago. Like, yeah. I, you know what I mean? Pulling out fucking...
What's Bruce Lee's favourite drink? Water!
Fucking should have done that one. Forgot all about that.
That's good.
Wore a waistcoat now. Like, fucking drag. And but there hit a point where it was like, you're just focused on like six people.
Yeah.
Where you're going, they're definitely laughing, and the rest of them are kind of just like, do you want not a beer? Like,
oh, yeah. It's so loose, like.
I
hate those guys. I've had... I mean, like, when you start to think back about some hell gigs where you're like... at a tent at a festival or something, aye. And you're like, I can see people going, but in the background, someone's like sound checking drums.
Aye.
You know,
it's crazy how you like, you so quickly get spoiled from doing like, because I remember doing
those
gigs we were doing, and then doing like supporting Kilty in theatres and walking off stage going, I murdered that.
Yeah.
Because it's the first time that anybody's paid attention to the entire set.
But that's it.
And then you're back to fucking porridge the next, you know, like.
Those bigger comedians have like, earned the
100%
like the audience, you know. Yeah. you've created your own audience and they come to see you, and like you don't have that yet when you're like coming up.
Yeah.
And you just have to shout at any cut to the bar, like.
But there's something in like I've seen a couple of big comedians that like they've lost a wee bit of their work ethic because they've been so fucking... I actually heard Bill Burr talking about it.
Of course.
During COVID they were doing outdoor gigs, and he was like, he goes, weirdly, as the longer you do comedy, the more successful you get, you weirdly become worse at it.
Yeah.
So he said he was doing these outdoor things in like fucking car parks and having to work for his money again. He was like, I fucking love this.
Yeah.
It's like starting over again.
Yeah, because a lot of people probably just go like, listen, I've got an hour, you know, ish, but I'll sharpen it up when I start the tour. And they're like, I'll go to some shithole and I'll try it there, and then it'll pick, you know. But you should have been doing like loads of wee sets the whole year. Oh, 100%.
Like,
I don't think you'll ever get that in Northern Ireland, where you're like, fuck, he's fairly slipped off there because he's got it easy now.
Oh, you can't.
Because you always just run into some fucking nightmare gig. Yeah. Even Lavery's, like the odd one, where it's like sold out 2 weeks in advance, and you turn up and you're like, You guys bought the tickets.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like,
I always think like there'd be, say there's like 140 seats or something, there'd be like half of them want to go. And the other half are just the plus ones.
I think it wasn't that long ago. There was a woman in the front row. I was closing, I think, and she fucking hated me. And her husband was all over it. It was one of the nights we all ended up staying up drinking. Do you like all the comedians turned up?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, fuck it, let's get fucking wrecked.
Yeah.
Just the whole way through it, she was just like. And then when I started talking to her, she, like, all of a sudden she was like, he's talking to me. And then I made fun of her and she was straight back in there like fucking. But her husband was hugging me and kissing me, getting photos at the bar. Mate, that was the best night of my life. He's a cunt.
Like, some of the things you run into in Lavery's, like, there's a wee fella there one time and I went in. And I went in the toilets and he was just standing there. And this is how thrown off I was. I didn't even piss. I walked in and he was just standing there like, fuck sake, and all this, like, you came in, he was fucking women, it's my only fucking night out, not just fucking giving me shit, and I was like, ah, it's mad, man. And then just walked back out of the toilet. So I was like, I didn't even piss there.
Pass himself in the green room. Yeah.
Just fucking.
I remember there was a guy who told me, he goes, mate, I just want to say, you're fucking brilliant. He goes, Colin Gaddis is my favourite. You're my second. No, Shane told him, who's my second favourite?
I rate comedy.
And I'm standing in front of him.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably a third, Paddy. No, hold on.
You're like, take your time, mate. Take your time.
But I'll wait. I was like backed into the corner.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm trying to go home.
Yeah.
And you're now telling me my worst fears. Shane Todd's funnier than me.
Am I living a nightmare?
What happened? Did I wake up in the upside down? Fuck off. But it was just cornered by this fucking drum lunatic. And I'm like, I've noticed, like, if I'm not holding a microphone, I'm a very meek, like, polite person.
Yeah.
So I'll just stand and take it.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're like, don't make me take out my stunt mic.
In this conversation, you're my first favorite person. No, wait, how long? There's me.
What about
and there's a voice trying to tell me to kill myself. Energy.
What about the guy now outside that pub in Dublin? Like, there's a few people going, like, you know, one guy whispered at this English guy, said, you know, like, between me and you? I thought you were the funniest on the lineup. And normally you're like, ah, good man. But because it was Dublin and all, I was like, thank you, mate. I've been trying to get the message across for a few years now. And then outside, that dude was like, oh man, that was fucking hilarious, man. We were fucking laughing our head off. More than we laughed at Kevin. He's like, that was fucking brilliant, man. The fucking kebab bit, the fucking oh, Jesus, man. But he was pissed, so he just kept going, honestly, man, fucking hilarious. The fucking kebab bit, man, the fucking petrol bombs. I fucking never seen anything as funny in my life, man. We're killing ourselves, man. The kebab bit and the fucking... And I was like, it was nice once. And then he just kept going and kept going and kept going. And we were doing that, you know, like, let's... You want me to close him out of this circuit? Have a good one, mate. No, good to see you. And then he just thought that he'd been too nice. And then he was like, hey, you're funny for a big fucking fat cunt. Don't you, you fucking ugly fat cunt. No, fucking. I was like, all right, bro. We could have cut this off 20 minutes ago.
I don't even like saying this out loud. I went to see Picture This on Sunday, right?
Ew.
And I've been off the fed for 10 days. I started smoking Monday again. Nice. Because it was fucking...
I don't know any. I thought Picture This was the Korean one.
I have never in my life seen a worse band. See, like, we went... To, like, I got
you
fucking...
You listened to some shit.
I listened to some dog shit. Like, I absolutely listened to shit music, right? Like, I think one of the best things I ever seen live was Bonnie Tyler. That's how shit my music taste is, right? Don't at me. If you see live, you with the sad eyes. Unbelievable, right? But we went down to the fucking, like, the actual front...
Where was that gig, sorry?
Glastonbury. Okay. So it was either Coldplay or Bonnie Tyler. I was like, well, I'd rather live for now than die tomorrow. And right down to the fucking, like, the golden circle. And any music, right, no matter how fucking good or shit it is, I think would move you a wee bit as a human being, as an entity.
Yeah, when
something's loud enough, you'd be like, oh,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
I was standing, like, fucking 10 feet away from that band like that. The most boring fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
I go honestly,
to pub every 2 weeks.
I wouldn't, like, know a song if...
It's shit. Fucking shit.
That's when you know you're getting old, when there's like 20,000 people in a park and you're going, here's these young chaps. It's
shit.
Up here.
It was just shit.
And Did you see Iron Maiden?
No.
Did you see Iron Maiden? Yeah. This motherfucker got free tickets because he lived close.
Fuck. What was that like?
Shut unreal. They didn't know it was me either.
Oh, really?
I would fucking be all over that, like.
It was unreal.
Yeah.
Was fucking class.
Did you pretend you were like an away player? Well, I suppose I'll put up with a racket.
if you just let me, can I just stand beside this burger van here? Can I?
Did you get VIP at any of those? No.
So there's no VIP anymore.
Oh.
So that was the whole fucking. So I bought the tickets from my girlfriend about 2 years ago, or I don't even know, and then messaged Jonah. I was like, here, can I get a couple of fucking passes for the VIP bar? And he went, there isn't one. But I can sort you out with, like, the golden circle thing. And I was like, oh, so I can stand on the front sober. Cheers, Joe, you fucking dick.
I want to stand out of earshot.
Yeah, let's talk about your percentage, bro.
And drink Magners.
I had a fucking, like, and I was in agony. Like, my fucking wee feet were sore. And I was just like, I watched a 20-year-old woman bog down herself, right? She was literally vomiting down herself, walking to the toilet. Like, bleh. Then I guess her favorite song came on and she went, bleh. And started going back down to the front, still broken.
Oh, yeah.
And I was saying this on our podcast.
Your type.
There's something about shit music that brings shit people to it.
Oh, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I was talking to Keezy that you could go to fucking, like, I've been to see Metallica. I've seen, like, Snoop Dogg. I've, like, rap.
But just those.
Rap music and fucking, like
yeah,
hard rock and roll.
Yeah.
I don't like saying the roll, but with these gloves on.
It's heavy metal.
Do you know what I mean? Heavy metal. Like, fucking, right? Fans are all taking drugs, the fans are all drunk, but they're all sound as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, sure, you can have a mosh pit at Metallica, and if you fall over, someone will be like, me, you all right?
Yeah.
Whereas if you
he's
fucking
got psoriasis.
You put the black eyed peas on and it's just some cunt in fucking stilettos going, darn!
Yeah.
Fucking chips. Like, it's fucking.
Pay my lumps.
I swear to fuck, man.
Pay my lumps.
Never in my life have I hated more people. And if you enjoy picture this, you're fucking you're wrong.
It is true. It is true. Like the crowd thing, because I went to see. I think it was at Oxygen. I went to see Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
Uh-huh.
And I was standing in the crowd going, I'm not cool enough to even stand here.
I remember going to see C6 Steve at Oxygen and everybody, like we were drunk and slapping each other in the balls and laughing and like, but it, just a fantastic crowd.
Yeah.
And then the year Black Eyed Peas were playing. So I'd been to Oxygen maybe four times,
right?
Shout out
to my dick slappers out there.
We went to see Black Eyed Peas headlined the first night. I'm still angry. It was 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. Will.i.am came up on a podium, right?
Yeah.
And then played the intro to other famous songs.
Oh.
Right? So it was like Seven Nation Army, Smells Like Teen Spirit, and the crowd's going fucking mental. And I'm like, this cunt is on Spotify, just playing the first couple of seconds.
Yeah.
That year, 11 million people got stabbed. The year I went when Foo Fighters were headlining, there was one, like, high by.
Yeah.
And that made the paper. Fucking Black Eyed Peas played it, and people were getting murdered. Because thick people like shit music.
You can't which entertain is why yourself I like to a certain extent, don't you? You gotta entertain yourself to a certain
extent. Swear to fuck, man.
That's boring as fuck. You're looking stabbed, are you?
Sure. Or claimed, are you?
It's fucking. I mean, Oxygen's rough as fuck. Like, you would. I remember standing beside this guy in a crowd and he was twiddling a baggie. He just had it in his hand, like, open.
What was his name?
And he fucking. Big scar up his face now. And I was like, are you here for the twang? Like, Are you here to see the horrors with three other people in this tent? Sheena's a parasite, am I right, guys? Fucking wild. Speaking of mad Irish bullshit, let me show you this video, if we can pull it up. Have you seen this? I don't know. Oh, you're not going to be able to get audio. Can I pull this out?
I'll guess what it sounds like.
And just fucking insert it later? That's rough, isn't it? Yeah, it's rough. Have you seen this? Come on, bitch. This is one of these, like,
tonight is from Dublin. Gerard comes from well-known
one of these bachelor contests,
right?
Who are all hairdressers.
Is that an Irish one?
Yeah.
So oh, fuck off.
So it's on Irish TV, so they just wheel these cunts out.
Suck it in, bro. Suck it in.
Suck it in. And they're like, he's in tremendous shape.
Looking the strong side. No time above the elbow.
By the way, all these guys walk out and they're like, he's 23 from Athlone. And they're like, what?
Yeah. Admit your balls.
23? He's harming his figure
just yet. He's aged 26. This is Fiacra. He's 23 from girls. He tells us he's a saint. Tipperary.
What was the word in there? You can't even hear it, which is annoying. We'll get Eddie
certainly. Some front is not my nurse. He's cocking him. Silent type, clumping up and down there,
and can lower a pint in 2.5 seconds. He can lower a pint in 2.5 seconds. Imagine that being the selling point.
Oh Jesus, Mammy, I have to have him.
I'm not a rich man. I'm not a good looking man.
I have a question. I have a question for number three. Would you eat that? Would you?
Would you lower these tits in your face, eh?
I have 2 pints here for you, boy.
2 pints of fucking full cream.
I have a question for number two. If we were going for a roll in the hay, how long would it take you to bail it?
This guy looks like he's being frisked with his arms out, like. Get a look at it. Tells us that girls like
beards. That's very interesting. He looks like he's doing a swear to God, I'm not drink driving like test.
Rather special. Oh,
I give it a wiggle.
Yeah, he's got the budgie smugglers on.
5'10.5. Wiggle up, boys.
Sucking it in, boys. Really look at this guy. Jazzy. He's aged 25. He's a quality control. Ireland isn't real sometimes, is it? Like,
there's some, like, see, whenever you see, like, you know, the Father's Head, like the lovely girls competition, and then you look at the Rosa Tralee and you go, yeah. I don't know which one of these is the piss tech.
But that's incredible. The man is a homeless heroin addict, but he can lower a pint in 2.5 seconds. He's a convicted sex offender and well-known arsonist, but man can lower a pint in 2.5 seconds.
This is Parag. He's inbred and has a forehead the same size as my driveway. But on the plus side, girls, he's no back teeth.
Yeah. Seamus can eat an apple through a letterbox with these teeth, but... He fucking can lower a pint. Sure, there's one of those videos where it's like,
Brendan here only has the one nostril, but his brother's sister has a big car.
Very mature for his age, as in full horseshoe bald at 19. Fantastic. Fantastic. Believe it or not, the man is 26.
Queevian here loves to party for the weekend. Drinks pints Friday, drinks pints Saturday, and on Sunday does the collection plate. Good Catholic boy.
Believe it or not, Michal does not murder. Even though his hair would suggest he does.
Fergal here works in a tire factory, but don't let that fool you. He doesn't use a rubber at the weekend. Because that's against God. Ladies, am I right?
He is a taxi driver, spends all day pulling out, but not at night time. Not when he gets you back to the old boudoir, he'll fucking leave it clean in you.
He'll murder you in the boudoir and blame it on a foreign national. This is Parag.
Oh my God.
Even though we're spending euros here, Michal will still take a punt at your gunt.
Oh fuck. Someone goes, "Mate, why is it presented by Jason Momoa?"
I look like, if Jason Momoa was a part-time exorcist.
Yeah.
Like, oh my demon God. In you, bro.
Why did you see that video with Jason Momoa like squeezing his daughter's tits?
I did see that.
Like, what's that all about, man?
Yeah, man.
What's that all about?
I don't know. It broke my heart. Because I also seen a video of Jason Momoa drinking pints and throwing axes and I came real hard. So I don't know. I don't know where I stand. I don't know who I am anymore.
I dumped load. He's another guy where he's like the Ryan Reynolds, where you're like, he knows he's cool. And he's sort of like, it's just me to play it down a wee bit, but he loves it.
Is there something weird? Wasn't he not backing up Amber Heard at the start of that whole thing and then realized public opinion? But realized public. Amber here is 24 and she shits in the bed, but who doesn't have a hunger striker?
But here, one shower later, good to go. Do you think she's hot?
I don't know.
She's been in a few things. What about you now?
I remember she was on an episode of Top Gear. And I was like, God damn.
She was nice in the Rum Diaries, definitely.
Mm.
The Rum Diaries.
I do like another red flag too, like, you know me. Don't worry, girls, I bring my own gloves. This is Mickey.
He won't leave a trace.
Flaky in person, flaky in real life.
The cat burglar, or the pussy robber, as he calls himself.
The feline snatcher. The snatch snatcher. He'll snatch your heart as well as your flaps. Like Mickey here.
He's greased himself up for the occasion.
He's 35, but he looks 48. That means he's mature, like cheddar.
Both
speaking
both
of cheddar, smelling. If you like crackers, get him to rub his hands dead fast. A Scotsman.
No cheese.
So in summation, Amber Heard,
yeah, but you know, what we really need to know, Niall, do you think Amber Heard's hot?
Yes.
9 podcasts in a row. Zombieland, yes.
Zombieland, Amber Heard. Zombieland, who's she? She's the
girl.
Gets cracked in the head with a thing in Zombieland.
She's only in it briefly.
Aye.
And she's in the house with him. And
yeah, zombie version Amber Heard, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, watching that stuff fall out of her mouth.
Not far off.
No, when she's all...
No, yeah. Not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much in the nappy and crazy.
Yeah.
And taking coke openly.
Yeah.
Worst actor of all time.
Quite bad.
Johnny Depp's a fucking weirdo too. I'm sick of people.
Oh, it's fucking what the whole thing on?
You're
insane.
Like, the man thinks he's a pirate.
Aye.
Thinks he's in a band.
Well,
what's the band called? The fucking Gay Vampires or something?
Oh, Hollywood
Vampires?
Gay Vampires.
But he comes out there.
I want to suck your dick.
Because they come out and like, you know, he's there with like people from, what do you call the guy from fucking
I just thought a really horrible joke about gay vampires.
Go.
No.
Okay.
It's an AIDS based thing. Okay. I don't want to do it.
AIDS based. He's AIDS based.
AIDS just outside leash.
But I feel like Johnny Depp comes out and he's like, I want to play the guitar. And they have everyone else turned up and they just keep him down and he's just like, bashing away at this guitar.
I was doing Savage. A bit for like a couple of weeks that was still current, where I was like basically making fun of women, because you remember the stuff when all women were like on Amber Heard's side. I did a Larry's one and the women all of them went, no we weren't, and I was like, yes you fucking were. Then she shit in the bed and you all went,
she's the boss,
can't really back that up, can we?
You dirty bastard. What time is it? 12. Let me watch this last bit. You can't even hear this. There's no point. 250% rise in Irish web searches for Ukrainian escorts.
I saw a an ad on my YouTube, like, because I haven't got YouTube premium, came up for like Slavic women, and it was just a load of like pale girls with fake tits. You like the Slavic women?
Fuck yeah.
And I was into it, to be honest with you. Came before it said skip ahead. There's no real point in telling that. I just thought it was a weird ad.
Ireland's largest sexual services website. What's that?
Sexual services. Hello, sexual services.
Use cars. Use cars, NI.
It's just a priest telling you no down the phone.
Yeah. Not today. Sexual services website has seen a 250% increase in searches for Ukrainian escorts, according to an expert in human trafficking.
Who's that?
Jesus Christ. Dr. Valiant Ritchie. Fucking hell. Told what a name. What else could he do?
That's two adjectives, isn't it?
Valiant Ritchie. Sounds like an Irish superhero. Told the National Conference of Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission that there have been an increase in searches that relate to sexually accessing Ukrainian women.
Do you think is that just because Ukrainian refugees are... It's like when you want to just... You know, when you Google Irish porn when you're from here?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just Ukrainians have come here and 250% is more than... Like, out of
then, how, then
yeah. So now there's like a bunch of like, well, I like to see the pussy of home.
There'd be some guy, and you know, there's fucking load of Ukrainians, fucking.
I want to see Svetlana Bakup, dude. Have sex with the men.
Yeah. Until she deadlifts you and fucks you.
Svetlana Bakup is her name.
Svetlana Bakup, dude. Cave? Cave? You're from Cave?
Komaha?
Huh?
No. Are you Svetlana?
Someone was telling me recently. Who was telling me someone had a Ukrainian wife or something? And they're just like, she's quiet enough, keeps herself to herself, builds a few brick walls and, you know, handy around the house, good plasterer.
I'd give her loads of money for enough.
I mean, am I going to search Ukrainian? But no, I'll leave it.
Aye.
I'll leave it for the Patreon.
Leave it for the breakfast, dude, and then...
Well, how long have we done there now?
1 hour.
1 hour. We will call it a day.
It is
and we will move over to Patreon. If you've liked what you've heard, get yourself over to General Banter, or what is it, patreon.com/General Banter, and we'll answer some questions. Thanks for joining me today, Mick.
Thanks very much.
Let me leave you with a message that Kevin Hart told me.
Uh-huh.
When he gave me this premium Gran Caramino. Did I have to look at it?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Message. Congas, your hard work and dedication to the craft is appreciated.
That's great. He didn't give me anything. So fuck him.
See you next week.